This month, college seniors from across Maine will walk across the stage to accept their diplomas, most after four or more years of classes. But for more and more students, graduation day will come much sooner. Robbie Feinberg has more on a trend designed to make college more appealing and more affordable.
In her senior year of high school, Catherine Lindsay was at a crossroads. Her parents wanted her to go to college.
My mom works for a small little place. She's a beekeeper, makes honey. My dad owns his own business. They knew that they wanted me to go to college.
But Lindsay says her parents also made it clear that the financial burden would be on her.
They weren't going to help out cost-wise, so they just had me work through high school, save, apply for scholarships.
Even with scholarships, Lindsay says she knew she was still looking at tens of thousands of dollars in student loans over 4 years. Then she learned about a program at Waterville's Thomas College that offers a bachelor's degree in 3 years.
It was definitely a deciding factor for me because I could get it done in 3 years aside from four, and I wanted to get it done as quick as possible when I was the one paying for it.
Basically, time equals money, so time to degree really matters.
Sarah Flanagan with the National Association of Independent Colleges and Universities says Thomas isn't alone in this new push. She says at least 20 private colleges have launched accelerated programs within the past decade, partly as a way to make the price of private college more appealing.
So there's a lot of innovation going on around programming where colleges are trying to sit and say, what really are the essentials part? What are the components of a degree? And how do we get people there as efficiently and effectively as possible for their particular needs?
At Thomas College, the shift was largely driven by two trends. First was the growth of early college. Since 2010, the number of high schoolers taking college classes from Maine's public universities has more than doubled. The second trend, says Thomas College Provost Tom Edwards, was Maine's transition to proficiency-based education, which is intended to assess students on what they know rather than how much time they spend in class. 3 years ago, Edwards says, the school redesigned its degrees to fit these new trends, and it determined that for certain majors, such as accounting and business, some students could take six classes a semester, plus a few summer classes, and finish in 3 years.
From a cost standpoint, anytime we can cut college costs by 25% by eliminating a full year of tuition, room and board, that's great.
The new approach hasn't just been limited to private colleges. The University of Maine system is one of many public universities nationwide that have begun embracing new 4 and 5 years master's programs. However, some worry that all of this focus on completion may not be helping the right students.
It shouldn't be those who are already most marginalized, those who are underserved, who don't have the opportunity to take full advantage of the greater purposes of higher education.
Lynn Pascarella is the president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. She's concerned that by streamlining a degree this way, colleges could be diluting the true value of that degree. She says even in a shorter period of time, students should still be able to have access to a broader liberal arts education, as well as internships and other experiences that will teach students skills beyond their area of interest.
And so how can we have all of these opportunities come together for students if the only goal is completion?
At Thomas College, student Catherine Lindsay says that she feels she got the same experience as friends who will be in college an extra year. But completing a degree in 3 years, she says, required a lot more work.
Last spring I was here from 8 to 5 every day, either in classes or studying. So it was like a full-time job, and then going home and doing homework on top of it. So it was a lot.
To help students with that increased workload, more schools are now trying to beef up their academic support systems. In the University of Maine system, Vice Chancellor Robert Neely says officials are now talking about ways to increase that support, which he says has lagged in rural campuses like Machias.
It's unethical if we don't figure out a mechanism that once we accept these students to get them through.
On the whole, though, colleges say many of these programs have been a success. At Thomas College, 80% of its first cohort of three-year graduates received their diplomas this year. That's a rate far above the national average. Provost Thomas Edwards says it's also notable that more than half of these students graduating are first generation, which is a population that's traditionally struggled to finish college. Student Catherine Lindsay says her experience was certainly tough, But she says between living at home, receiving scholarships, and eliminating a year of expenses, she's only looking at about $10,000 in student loans, which is a relief.
Paying back my loans is not something I'm too worried about, which is a blessing when I'm talking to some of my other friends and they're, you know, having $40,000, $50,000. You know, I have a quarter of that, so I was lucky.
Officials say these programs won't work for everyone, but they say these options can create a more customized college experience for each student, and potentially one with less debt. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.